Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with world high-stakes golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever lost your job? Oh, yes, we all know that feeling. Would you like to learn more about how to find a new job, a job that you love? Have you ever wanted to know if the perfect job for you actually exists? Sometimes you really wonder about it, don't you? Can you imagine finding five simple steps for a motivated job search? Five things that you can easily do. Do you know what the four steps to get a great job are and to get a great job quickly? Also, tell me, have you ever heard about a wonderful woman named Debbie Ford and a book called The Shadow Effect? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to conduct a successful job search? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire, and she has been on my program before. She actually was with us during Hurricane Sandy. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about the job market. I'm pleased to announce that our show is live on Talk for Media, syndicated at iHeartRadio with over 50 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. Also, LinkedIn announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed last year. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. She assists her clients in getting hired quickly. Yes, you heard me right. As a certified coach, her expertise is in job search, strategy, interview techniques, resume submissions, and navigating the hiring process. She is proficient with how to position a resume to catch the eye of a hiring manager, network to find the hidden job market using LinkedIn and ACE interviews. I am pleased to welcome back to our show, Sherry Shamburski. Hi, Sherry. How are you doing?
Hi, January. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here, and hello to everyone listening.
Okay. Well, we're all happy to have you here. And, you know, the job market and job search, it's a whole new world now, isn't it, with all the possibilities on the Internet for people who are looking for positions. Don't you agree?
Yes, it sure is, because it is now we have social media.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So back, I've always networked for all of my jobs. And I would do that by emailing and calling, and I lived in New York at the time on Long Island, and I would head into the city for meetings, and it took a lot of time and a lot of energy, and people don't need to do that as much anymore because now we have social media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just
LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's really evened out the playing field in so many wonderful ways, although it does bring with it certain problems. Now, before we do the interview, share with us a little where your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were.
Great. So thank you. So I grew up in New York. I was raised on Long Island. And I actually started my career in television production.
Uh-huh.
And so that was my first experience networking my way into a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I found my way, that no longer feeling aligned for me, I found my way into the staffing industry where I knew that I would be able to help people. Throughout my staffing career, I networked,
uh-huh.
continued networking every time I was ready for the next move. And so some of my mentors in there have been some really amazing managers that have helped me up and helped me gain my own confidence and realize what it is that I want to do in my heart, which is to be a coach.
Uh-huh.
And from there is when I found Debbie Ford, and I would say Debbie Ford has been my greatest mentor in my work because it allowed learning her work really allowed me to take my coaching abilities to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. So Debbie Ford definitely is your mentor, and we are going to do an entire segment. Our third segment, we are going to share her with our listeners. She is someone I did not know about it, and I have been fascinated reading the website and finding out more about her amazing career. But backing up, let's talk about people who are going into the job market. And at your website, you share that your perfect job exists. You just have to know how to find it. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the things people need to do to find that perfect job. First, you have to know where your passion lies, don't you?
Absolutely. Getting in touch with the vision for what you want your career to look like
mm-hmm.
is an essential part of your job search, because when you have a vision that you're working toward, you become inspired
mm-hmm.
and you have a purpose. Your job search has a purpose. For those, and I know there are a lot of people out there right now, they are just so frustrated and really maybe at the point of giving up, and their mindset is, I'll just take any job. I just need a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have that mindset, then we end up finding just any job. You know, there's somebody once said to me, when you're looking for something you don't want, you're sure not to find it.
Oh, okay.
So having, right? So,
yeah.
And I know a lot of job seekers, that's their experience. So having a vision, knowing, being in touch with really what brings you alive, right? And having that vision to work toward acts as almost like this gravitational pull to find that job.
And, you know, so many people settle, and I know it's hard not to settle, because sometimes in order to stay alive and to pay your bills, you have to settle. What do you tell people who are worried about settling? Do you tell them not to do it or to just do it for a short time? How do you get people through that?
So great. Thank you for asking that. When I first start working with people, I connect them with that vision. And
uh-huh.
so there are situations, sometimes people have the luxury of going through their job search without having to bring in extra income while they're looking for their perfect job. But if that's not your situation and you do need to be bringing in income right away, then I
mm-hmm.
say, you know, find ways to generate income. Get a part-time job or you know, do extra work. Maybe you have a talent that you can go and bring in income using your talent while you are searching still for that job that really speaks to you, that one that you know, this is my purpose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and so many people, it's hard. You get pulled in two directions. You don't know what to do. Let's talk a little bit, Sherry, about the eye-catching resume, which is the first thing most people need to do when they start a job search. What are the top five things people know that they need to do to create an eye-catching resume?
So number one, it's important to understand how hiring managers or most hiring managers read a resume. And so basically on first sight, your resume is going to get a 10 to 15 second glance.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's really yeah. And
it's not
really
much.
Important to, yeah, it's it, right, it's that much, exactly. And it's important to understand that because that gives you the power to understand how to create it to catch their eye. So as they're scanning, the first thing that you want to do is have up top a succinct summary that uses keywords that addresses the skills that you have. So they used to it used to be objectives. I personally don't believe in objectives. Seeking something or something can actually limit you. If somebody, oh, they're seeking this. Well, we don't have anything like that. Let's put the resume aside. Just stating, you know, accomplished IT manager, skilled in, and maybe there are certain databases that you're really proficient in, and having, and again, just knowing who's reading your resume, who your target audience is, and marketing yourself basically toward the person reading it so that you're grabbing their attention. Oh, wow, you do this. I see this in your succinct summary that I'm willing to read because it's not too long. And now I want to go look at your experience. Tell me more about your background. And here is a place where you can not only use those bullets to show your responsibility, but you want to use those bullets to express your accomplishments.
Okay.
Is there a process you put in place? If you're a salesperson, put your numbers there. You can put your numbers in a summary as well, and some accomplishments in your summary as well. Again, this is all, you know, here's what makes me stand out from the rest of them is ultimately what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And to that, you want your bullets to be succinct. And I say bullets opposed to paragraphs. Because, again, in that quick read, if you open something up and you see a big paragraph of words,
yeah,
you might be inclined to look past it. But if something's neatly bulleted, well, now I might take a minute. It looks a lot easier and broken down to read. I might take an extra minute because you've already caught my attention to read those bullets. And now I'm seeing all these accomplishments, maybe you helped reduce turnover, or you put a process in place, or you upped sales by some percent. So those are the things that a hiring manager is going to be looking for. The other thing that I want to make mention of, two really important things to think about on the resume, a lot of people will put their degrees on the bottom, which if you're experienced is the appropriate place to put them. And in the skills section that usually goes on the bottom, if somebody is bilingual or fluent in a language, you can have that on the bottom, but that's an eye catcher that should go up in the summary.
Okay.
And if you've got a master's degree or something, some kind of license that's sought out in your industry, put that up top in the summary or next to those initials next to your name up top. Again, it's an attention grabber. You've got what I need.
Exactly. And what the message I'm getting from you with these tips that you're giving our listeners is that you basically want a short, sweet, simplistic resume that's easy for the person to digest. Isn't that true?
That's correct. I have a motto, and I always tell my clients, a resume that is easy to read is more likely to be read.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got it. I like that motto very much. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back with Sherry, we're going to talk about a little bit about a calling card, what kind of a calling card. And then we're going to go into the things that you don't need to do in your job search. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes. Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredimski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com. Everyone deserves a happy life. Life is supposed to be fun. Your life is supposed to feel good, and you're meant to feel happiness in your life and to satisfy your dreams. And you can, because the only reason anyone wants anything or does anything is that they think they will feel better in the having of it or the doing of it. They think they will feel better in the experiencing of it. Coming soon, a website where you can learn more on how you can have the life you deserve at afeelgoodworld.com.
Welcome back, and Tom and Jared will be on the show later this month, and Dale was on earlier, so their shows are all archived at iHeartRadio for your listening pleasure. We're back with Sherry Shamburski from Career Esteem Transformational Career Coaching, and we just finished talking about a resume, and her advice is fabulous. Now, let's talk a little bit about do you suggest people hire a professional to write the resume?
If somebody is not adept at writing a resume themselves, is not going to be able to do it themselves, then yes, seek some sort of help. If there's if that's not an affordable thing for you, that's not something that's going to be financially doable for you. I know there are a lot of free resources out there. Get online, look for articles that describe how to write a resume, and then get a friend who is somewhat versed in resume writing, maybe even somebody who's a hiring manager who could tell you what they're seeing and what they're reading as they read your resume. But do get support where you need it.
Well, you know, I totally agree with that, because sometimes people try to do things on their own, and a lot of times it just reeks of inexperience and amateur. The three things that I suggest people get a professional for is their website, their book covers, and their resumes, because I think when people are looking at you and the face you're presenting, having that little extra professional touch really goes a long way. Don't you agree?
I do agree. And it is, it's an investment in yourself. Mm-hmm. And it kind of speaks to this. I take this seriously, and I'm willing, to invest in this. So absolutely.
Yeah. And, so many times people say they can't afford it, but guess what? You can't afford not to.
Exactly. If I look at when I talk to my private clients and looking at making the investment to come and work with me, I always ask them, what is your job search costing you now?
Uh-huh.
And what is it worth to you to get out of the handcuffs of the frustrating job search and really get put on the right track? So absolutely, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And now give us a few little tips on business cards. So people who are creating a business card, because the business card is what people see. It's what, and truly, it's what they remember, isn't it?
It is. It is. So if you are somebody who is currently not working, you can, there are plenty of websites out there where you can get free business cards made.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be as simple as your name and what you do. So if you're an IT director, information technology director or specialist or whatever it is that you do, put that on there. And you could even have a picture of yourself so people remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are on the other end of that networking and you're receiving cards and somebody may have a job lead for you, make sure to make a note on that card of who that person is and maybe something that you discussed so you can remember later, and then follow up.
Yeah. I fully agree about the picture. I always have pictures on my business cards, and I actually have pictures on my books, because somehow that gives people an idea of who you are and that connection. Because sometimes you go to these big conferences and meetings, and you come home and you have 100 cards and you start going through them, and guess what? You can't remember who any of them are. Now, Sherry, let's jump to LinkedIn. And LinkedIn, I find it one of the most amazing social networking sites that I've been on, and I've had quite an amazing experience with them. What can you tell our listeners about getting on LinkedIn and how to network there?
Wow. Well, I can speak about this for about the next 3 hours, but I will summarize it for you.
Okay.
So LinkedIn is this amazing tool because think of it as the hub of where everyone in your, basically everyone in your industry is. They all go there to network. So LinkedIn is not just for job seekers. There are hiring managers on there. There are HR professionals on there. There are recruiters on there. And so it's a great place to be connecting with the people that are in your industry. And so you want to be on there to not only be found for opportunities that may be available, but also to find opportunities. I want to throw a statistic out for you. Did you know that only about, I don't know, I've read anywhere between 10 and 22% of the jobs that exist are actually being advertised online.
You're kidding.
22% of jobs are advertised online. And that's even assuming that once you get to that advertisement, that it's still an open job.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm going to say about 70 to 80% of jobs are found through networking. It's called the hidden job market.
Oh,
it exists.
Okay.
It's very real. And LinkedIn is a great, great tool to uncover the jobs that aren't being advertised.
Mm. Well, you know, how old is LinkedIn? Because it seems to me it's been around for a while, but I probably, what do you think, it's been about 5-10 years?
I would say, well, I think I joined in 2007.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and I know it was around before that. So, I know in recent years it's become more and more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become more and more of a tool for job seekers. And, you know, LinkedIn has, the company itself has really jumped on that bandwagon because they're now, they've got all of these different tools for recruiters to use to find mm-hmm. qualified candidates on LinkedIn. So, you know, if you're not working or if you're looking for a job, LinkedIn is a very powerful place to be. Because it allows you to be found when used appropriately. It mm-hmm. allows you to be found. And again, you can start to network with people and find those jobs that aren't being advertised. They exist. There are companies that don't want to invest in online job boards because they don't really work very well. And it mm-hmm. causes a lot of, just a lot of resume clutter. So
yeah.
they want to network for their jobs. Sometimes jobs have just opened. Sometimes people quit. And one of my jobs I got, the day it opened, the day a recruiter quit, the manager started calling all of his contacts. One of his contacts happened to be one of my contacts that uh-huh. I had been calling saying, hey, I'm looking for a job. Who do you know? She put yeah. the two of us together. I'm the only person who interviewed for that job, and they hired me on the spot.
Oh, that's a fantastic story to share. Well, you know, I do a lot of social networking because of the shows. We post them at all of the sites. You name them. But if you are a professional, if you are looking for a job or want to hire someone, LinkedIn, in my opinion, is the go-to place. You need to get established there. You need to network there. You need to, you know, even go out and buy the. I saw a book the other day, LinkedIn for Dummies, and there's all kinds of LinkedIn books. Jan Wallen has written wonderful books on LinkedIn, and she's been a guest so many times on our show, and she always gives fabulous tips. So if you're in the job market, that is definitely your go-to place. Now, Sherry, could you tell us a few things that people, the don't do things for a job search, the things you don't want people to do?
One of the things not to do in your job search is to rely solely on job boards and on recruiters who I'll refer to as headhunters. A lot of people have a misconceived notion that these headhunters uh-huh. are going to find them a job.
Uh-huh.
But actually, headhunters are, they find people for jobs, not jobs for people.
Oh, okay. That's a distinction, okay? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a big distinction. And a lot of people end up feeling very handcuffed because they're on the job boards applying, then you don't hear back, and then you think there's something wrong with you, and mm-hmm. you feel like you're sending your resume in the abyss. Or you're calling up the recruiter and you're going, what do you have for me? What do you have for me? And they're saying, we don't have anything. And that's, again, because their job is to find people for the openings, the job openings they have.
Uh-huh.
And so those are two things not to do in your job search. The other thing, I have seen people use LinkedIn. I've seen people use it to email everybody in a desperate plea of, I need a job.
Don't uh-huh. do that. No. no.
Own your. I like the idea of reaching out and asking people, hey, I need a job, and who do you know? But do uh-huh. it from a place of power, opposed uh-huh. to a place of desperation.
Uh-huh. That's great advice. And these are things that I, you know, personally haven't looked for a job for a long time myself. I don't even know what job boards are, or haven't worked with recruiters. But sometimes you get conned into putting a lot of money down a black hole, and people promise you things that they can't deliver. And I would imagine that would be part of the job search market, wouldn't it be?
It is, and thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. So you have the companies, I believe they're called employment agencies, and these uh-huh. are people who contact unemployed people and say, you pay us $3,000, and we're yeah. going to get everything together for you, and we're going to find you a job. I don't know how that's possible. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that if you are going to invest $3,000, save yourself yeah. money, and go hire a coach who uh-huh. can teach you and empower you to find your own job mm-hmm. and really help you align with what you're looking for. These employment agencies can't do that.
It's so true, because it's like the book industry. People think they're going to hire a publicist or a publishing company, and they're going to get their book out there. And guess what? The bottom line is, if you don't do it, no one's going to do it, right?
That's right, exactly. And I want to mention one other thing, because it's been coming up for clients that I've worked with a lot, uh-huh. and those are job scams.
Oh,
there
okay.
There are people out there who are preying on unemployed people. They sometimes mm-hmm. they'll start a conversation with, good day, sir or ma'am, my name is, and then they want to send you money to, you're going to put a mock interview on, and then they're going to send you money, and you're going to take that money and buy their product, and then you're going to sell their product. It's a money laundering scam. They also mm-hmm. may come in the form of an actual company and an uh-huh. offer letter. If something like that comes out of the blue, look yeah. very carefully at the person's email address, the website they're giving you. Go get online and confirm that this is true. Unfortunately, today there are a lot of scams out there like that, and I just want to make people aware of it.
Well, thank you so much for that warning. And, you know, it always goes back exactly to what your mother told you. If it's too good to be true, it's probably something you don't need to do. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Sherry Shamburski.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, as my listeners know, I just had knee replacement surgery, so I am back on track to become socially fit myself, and I hope everyone listening will join me. We're back with another wonderful, beautiful, brilliant, priceless personality on our show, Sherry Shembursky. Now, Sherry, before we talk a little bit about the gifts of Debbie Ford, could you share with our listeners your website information and how they can contact you and what services you offer?
Absolutely. Thank you. So the name of my company, again, is Career Esteem. And you could reach me, my website is www.career-esteem.com. And there you can learn a little bit more about me and the services that I offer. One of my programs, Find a Great Job Fast, is where I teach you how to use LinkedIn to find a job you love. And so I start by connecting you with the vision for your ideal job, and then I hold you to that vision as I teach you how to build a powerful LinkedIn profile, build your network on LinkedIn, learn how to approach hiring managers so that you can uncover the hidden job market, and I help you handcraft a letter that you will send to prospective hiring managers. I also teach you how to allow yourself to be more visible and be found by recruiters looking for you. I teach you how to deal with headhunters, what to know, and how to avoid any traps of working with them. And throughout my program, I offer you easy action plans to follow each step, a success accountability program, and unlimited email support, which means you could reach out to me in between our scheduled call time so that I can help you with anything that might come up during the week during your search.
Wow, that's quite an impressive program. I think I'm going to sign up to find the hidden sponsor links. It sounds like you've got a real handle on how to network and how to use LinkedIn to help yourself get ahead. You know, now I'd like to talk a little bit about the gifts of Debbie Ford and the shadow effect. This is something you shared with us earlier in an email. And tell us about how you became a part of this program.
Great. So about 5 years ago, my life was headed in a very uninspired direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I needed change, and I knew that I needed help. And so I set the intention to find somebody who would help me, and I did, and I found Debbie Ford's work. And I was coached myself in several of Debbie's processes over the course of about 2.5 years mm-hmm. when my coach suggested that I attend one of Debbie's shadow processes. And a shadow process is this weekend workshop that the Ford Institute still conducts every few months all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And I went there and I met Debbie in person, and I went through this three-day process with her. And I, at the end, she was offering training for coaches who wanted to get into this. And I just knew right then and there, this has affected my life. It has changed my life for the better. And mm-hmm. I want to give this to other people. And so I signed up right there and then for a year-long program. And actually, I recently moved to California, and it was this work that gave me the courage to leave everything in New York behind and move yeah. to California, because it's where I wanted to be.
Okay. So you found your passion. You know, so many times we've had people on the show and they've talked about doing the Tony Robbins experience and how that changed their lives. And, I mean, some of them have even walked on fire. So that's pretty impressive. What did you do when you went to Debbie and first met her and that 3 days process? What happened for you then?
A lot of really deep healing. That process just allows us to get in touch with any, you know, we're the as humans, we are meant to be whole. We all possess every human quality and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And as we grow up, we learn to judge parts of ourselves as wrong, like our liar or our greedy or our stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But this work says we are everything. And that all we were made with no spare parts. So all of these qualities serve as gifts to us once we stop making them wrong. And so I just went deeper into just loving and accepting all of who I am, finding that inner peace and that courage to create the life that I've always wanted. I left my full-time job in the staffing industry to open up my coaching business as a result of this work.
And she gave you the courage and the tools to do that. You know, she's the best-selling author of 9 books. Her first 3 books, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, Spiritual Divorce, and The Secret of the Shadow, are still known as groundbreaking pioneer work in emotional and spiritual education. Her next 2 books, The Right Questions and The Best Year of Your Life, brought out her unique coaching training programs. Her 6th book, Why Good People Do Bad Things, that I would like to read that book. And her 7th book, The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse. These are amazing books. She was very prolific, wasn't she?
She really was. And one of Debbie's many gifts is being able to write things out, take complex concepts, and make them really easy to understand. And that is one of the things that attracted me to her and learning from her, because she was just so easy to learn from and so inspiring. And she is the person who really brought the conversation of the shadow to the world to say, hey, look, we've got to look at this. And this is our shadows are a major source of our upset. And anything that disturbs our inner peace. So I just can't say enough about her. She's such a brilliant woman.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm hearing, reading the information I have on her and hearing you speak about her, I would say that she would definitely come in the category of masters. There are some people who are within our midst. They are old souls. And they they're not here to learn, but they're rather here to teach. And unfortunately, many of these people are not here for a very long time. And Debbie left us in 2013. She was very young, wasn't she?
Yes, she was 57 years of age at the time.
Oh, wow. What a loss. But as I said earlier, I truly, truly feel she was here to teach, and she certainly did a wonderful job, and you are a terrific representative of what she's accomplished. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, Sherry is also going to share with us what success means to her today as we speak, and if she has any regrets or her advice for all of you out there. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven, international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my beautiful and brilliant guest today, Sherry Sambursky. I'm so happy to have you on the show. Sherry, let's talk a little bit about what was it like for you to pack up and move to the West Coast after having been raised on the East Coast for so many years?
It was scary and exhilarating at the same time.
Okay. And you did this just recently, right?
I did. I moved out here at the end of October. A lot of people who live on the East Coast told me I picked the right winter to get out of New York.
Yeah. So true. So true.
Yeah.
Well, as I shared with you before we went on the air, I have great connections and I'm back and forth all the time to California. So I certainly hope we can get together and have lunch or brunch sometime when I'm out visiting. Share with my listeners what success means to you right now, today, as we speak.
Right now, to me, success means being happy with exactly where you are, as you are, perfectly imperfect, and just accepting whatever your circumstances are. And then from there, you can work toward what you desire in your life. But to me, being successful is just saying I'm okay right now as me, as I am.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a process of getting to a point in life where you are right there, here, I should say, in the moment, and you can't go backwards, and you certainly don't know what's happening ahead of you, but you really have to enjoy the moment and live in the moment. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. You know, the past can call in a lot, and I read somewhere, and just, when the past calls, don't answer because it has nothing new to say. So, right? So, of course, we want to learn from our past.
Uh-huh.
But don't dwell in there. Just take your lesson, stay in the now, and move toward a more inspired future. And if you need help getting there, go get the help.
Mm-hmm.
Set
yeah.
the intention to find it. When the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm. And it's such an amazing world we live in now with all the internet access. The help is out there and very accessible, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time I've needed help, as soon as I was really ready and I set the intention, the help I needed has always appeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an amazing, simplistic process, but it takes us so long to learn how to do that. When we talk about regrets and advice, any thoughts on that?
The biggest regrets I have are the mm-hmm. chances that I never took.
Oh, okay.
I don't look back and, you know, if I tried it and it didn't work, I took the lesson and I moved forward. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm not perfect. That doesn't mean at the time I didn't go, oh, you dummy or something like that. But in hindsight, I can really look back and say, okay, that taught me this and that taught me that. But it's the things I never tried. It's the places I never went or the chances that I never took those are my, if you want to call them regrets, because I don't know. I don't know how that would have turned out or what lesson I could have gotten from that. So what I would say, what I really want to say to the callers is, you know, we all have this sixth sense. It's called our inner intuition, our inner knowing, whatever that is for you. It's real. It's alive in you. It's there to guide you. Follow it. And one of the ways that I use to check in with myself when I'm making a decision, and by the way, Debbie's book, The Right Question, great book to have in any decisions you need to make in your life. Those are some great questions in there. But one of the things that I do is I check in with myself and I ask myself, does this make me feel light and expansive, or does this make me feel heavy and contracted? And if it makes me feel heavy and contracted, then I rethink what, you know, what my answer is going to be or what I'm about to do. And I really follow what feels right to me.
This is such wonderful wisdom that you're sharing with us today. And I know your journey has been quite amazing. You've come from New York, you've reestablished yourself, and you've taken the time to find a mentor who obviously is Debbie Ford. And don't you suggest everyone look for that one special mentor that will help them through life?
I do, and it's very special to have a mentor. But I also believe that different mentors can teach us different things. So, yes, you want that one person that really can help you. But also, you know, get information from different places. And this is something Debbie actually always told us: don't just listen to me. Go hear it from somebody else, because everybody's got a different message, and they're going to say it in their way. And you never know; you could hear the same thing from a different person who says it in a different way, and all of a sudden you're hearing something new.
Oh, I believe in that so much. I've had so many mentors in my own life and my career, and sometimes you'll hear something that you've heard many, many times before, and there you are, it hits a home run, and you get it. And it's one of the most wonderful feelings in the world. And it's been a wonderful feeling having you visit with us again. And I hope you will come back again and again in the future.
I would love to, January. Thank you so much for having me on the call today. I appreciate it.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. Isn't she fabulous? My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will amuse, amaze, and astonish you, just like Sherry. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. It's our hope we can encourage all of you to emulate our guests. Remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Sherry Sembursky. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey, and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.